This is the Falcoholic Podcast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm Dave Walker, and this is the injury update for Friday, October 23rd, for the upcoming Falcons versus Lions game, Week 7 of the 2020 NFL season. Let's start with the visitors, the Detroit Lions, who come in at 2-3. They had only one player that did not participate in Friday's practice, and he has been ruled out, and that is a name familiar to Falcons fans, cornerback Desmond Trufant with a hamstring injury. He has not participated all week, as I mentioned before. He has only played in 2 weeks of the season, having a terrible first season with Detroit. The veteran corner is going to be out, so that secondary takes a hit. And at this point, unfortunate. I think some fans were looking forward to seeing Julio and Trufant match up again. That is not in the cards for this weekend. The Lions did not have anybody limited on Friday, so all of the guys that were limited on the Thursday practice list have been fully upgraded to full participants on Friday. That includes defensive end Trey Flowers, again, as we mentioned, arguably their best defensive lineman for the Lions. Wide receivers Danny Amendola with foot injury and Marvin Jones Jr. with a knee injury, both were full participants. Center Frank Ragnow with the groin injury didn't participate to start the week, went limited, and was a full participant on Friday. And finally, guard Joe Dahl with the groin injury. He was a full participant all week, but just listed. So the Lions are coming into this game really in pretty good shape, all things considered. Obviously, missing Desmond Trufant is going to be a bit of a hit, although even when he was playing, he was having, at least according to PFF, an absolutely dreadful season. His absolute worst since he's been in the league. And that includes his rookie year with the Falcons, which was actually a pretty good year for the young corner at the time he came out. On to the Falcons, who at 1-5 are obviously in desperate need of more wins if they're going to do anything with this season. And right now, they're getting healthy. They're finally, for the first time, getting to the point where most of their roster is going to be on the field, with the exception, obviously, of guys who have already gone out permanently for injury, such as DeMonte Casey. They will still be missing, as we mentioned earlier, Marlon Davidson and John Kaminsky on the defensive line due to both being on the COVID IR list. No updates on them at this point. Again, I think if we're going to see them back anytime soon, it's probably going to be next week. And really, that's presumptuous. Hopefully, both guys are dealing well with the virus. We certainly wish them the best in their recovery. As for the players on the defense for the Falcons that did not participate on Friday, defensive tackle Deidrin Snott, not due to any injuries. They have him listed as rest. But per Jason Butt, he indicated that he has been held out due to his closeness to Marlon Davidson during practices last week. They're doing it out of an abundance of caution, which is really weird because Snott played on Sunday. Something about this story is not adding up. I don't know why he is being dealt with this way. It's just extremely odd, especially for a player whose usage history with the Falcons is just erratic and nonsensical. And, you know, it looked like maybe things would change or get a little bit better under Raheem Morris, and perhaps we could have put this on Dan Quinn and his management of this player. But right now, this is just, it's absurd. I don't have a reasonable explanation for what's going on with Snott. They're saying it's COVID, but he played Sunday. But they're not putting him on the COVID list. None of this is adding up. It's not making sense. Again, just the curious case of how he is being dealt with this team is maddening. We'll see what happens on Sunday. He's not being listed as out or questionable or anything of the sort. But right now, it's just... Anyhow, let's move on to the remaining players. Limited on Friday's practice, defensive end Tack McKinley, who had not practiced all week, and obviously that groin injury has just been devastating for his season so far, was limited. He is now officially listed as questionable for the game. So there is an outside chance that he gets into the game, and I would say even if he does make the game, He's probably not going to see a ton of snaps. They're probably going to ease him back into it, especially with the fact that he re-aggravated the injury the last time he made his way into the game. But he is not ruled out, so that is somewhat of an improvement. Defensive end Dante Fowler, who was limited and didn't participate, was back to limited on Friday. Again, no game status, so fully expect him to play. Full participants on Friday on the defense, safety Jalen Hawkins, who was limited previously, looks like he has fully cleared the concussion protocol. He will probably be available on Sunday. And a corner, Kendall Sheffield, with a foot injury. He was also limited all week. Finally, a full participant. He will be ready to go on Sunday. On to the offense. Great news here. We don't have any players listed that did not participate outside of running back Todd Gurley and guard James Carpenter, who both were out on Friday for rest purposes. So no one that's banged up and couldn't participate on Friday. Fantastic news, because honestly, if the Falcons are going to win games going forward, they really need to anchor on that offense putting points on the board. We all know it. The defense did a phenomenal job against the Vikings. They're not going to play Kirk Cousins every single week. Limited on Friday, the two star receivers, Julio Jones with a hamstring, who did not participate on Wednesday but moved to limited and was limited again on Friday, and Calvin Ridley, who was limited all week with the elbow injury. Again, both guys, no game status listed, so at this point, they're both ready to go. Finally, wide receivers Brandon Powell and Russell Gage were both also full participants, and it's good to see the depth for the Falcons at wide receiver across the board. This team is getting healthy at a time where they really need to. You know, those games, those two, three, four games right after the first game of the season, the Falcons just got devastated with injury after injury. You know, some key guys, especially on the defense, where it looked like at some point four or five players were out or injured on the defensive secondary for a stretch of games. And they're getting healthy at the right time. And if they're going to make a run, which I think some fans are looking towards, I'm certainly not predicting it. But for those of you who want this team to make a run, to contend for the NFC South, this is good news. And that's the injury report for Friday, October 23rd. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at FalcoholicDW. For updates on this podcast, follow us at FalcoholicPod. And don't forget to check thefalcoholic.com daily for our write-ups and updates on the Atlanta Falcons. We'll be back after the game for our normal post-game podcast with myself and Evan Birchfield. Have a great day, and we'll talk with you next time.